When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
r/discredit. Guys who pretend to be female online, why do you do it? When I was at university, we were doing a project on communities and online communities. Our group got assigned to look into and research Second Life, as at the time it was still quite a new and current thing, and as I was the one with the best laptop, I got the job of playing it. We drafted some questions we try answer and some kinda short surveys people may answer for data for our presentation at the end. And I made a male character that looked like me and jumped in. After visiting a few social hubs and numerous attempts and hours, no one would really help out, or wouldn't give us much more than stupid answers. One of the people in the group thought it was just me, and came and watched and realized people were kind of unhelpful towards us. We re-rolled my character as a female, tall, slim, blonde, and acted a bit more like a video game noob. We got more help almost instantly than I'd got in hours. People were hearing our conversations, and coming over to volunteer their answers and opinions. Asking if we needed things, showing us places to go. One guy bought us some outfits, and gave us some in-game currency and let us have access to his house. So yeah, we pretended to be a female, to get a project done. I had just gotten a new keyboard attachment for my PS3 controller, and wanted to test it out, so I jumped on PlayStation Home, and walked around, and chatted with people. My avatar was an attractive girl, I should point out. So anyways, I walked into the bowling alley, and sat down next to this random person and struck up a conversation with him. Nothing crazy, just chatting. I really liked this new keyboard. Anyways, in the middle of our conversation, some other player in a wife beater walks over, and starts to hit on me. I should point out that at no point had I said I was a girl, I just had a girl avatar. This new guy starts saying some pretty lewd things, and the person I was chatting with literally gets out of the chair, and gets in this guy's face telling him to get lost, and the lady is taken. It was so absurd to see this person about to fight in a video game over a fictional female, I couldn't stop laughing. After the new guy walks away, I jokingly decide to play the female part. I thank this player for saving me from that jerk, and it's so annoying to be hit on by creeps like that all the time. We talked for about an hour, and in this short time span he started to reveal more personal things about himself. He talked about how he didn't have much luck with women, and how he wasn't able to last long in bed. As the conversation went on, it got more sad, and I began to feel sorry for this person, so I said I had to go, and logged off for the night. I logged onto my PlayStation the next day, and was greeted with a bunch of messages from this player asking where I'd been, and if I wanted to join him on PlayStation Home again. I felt a little creeped out by the sheer amount of messages, so I ignored them, and played some other game. This went on for several days, and after a while I got tired of being spammed, and replied to this person pretending to be her brother, and told him my sister was using my PlayStation, just for that one night, and she went back to college, and wouldn't be home for a few weeks, but I'd tell her he was asking about her. He stopped bothering me after that. But it really put into perspective what some women have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Lol, I did it just once in WoW, and mostly for funsies. I always built my characters just by randomly clicking through all the combinations, until I found one that was like, oh hey, that's a fun look and feel, and playing that, I'd delete the character if it got boring, and start over fresh. So I wound up with a really diverse spread of characters compared to a lot of people, and a handful of those characters were females, including my primary healing character, Drina Shaman. We are doing a heroic in Kata days. I'm rocking out some great heals, really in the zone. The tank is all OMG baby, you heal me so good, I gotta hear your voice like yo WTF dude, that's not creepy at all. Me and the DPS players are all in the same guild and on team speak. So on a whim I'm like, yeah sure, invite him to the person hosting the team speak session. Guy pops in and is all, hey baby, and I pipe up in this gravel slash leather voice because I'm sick. Hey sweetie, you like my heels that much, huh? Hey, we can do this again, how about we make it interesting and take our stuff off. By all accounts from my guilders, I sounded like Goddam Vin Diesel on chat that night. Tank freaked and called me a really homophobic slur, and nope the fuck out. But I never outright pretended to be a female player. The few times I got asked that by someone in game, I had a custom emote macro along the lines of scratches her balls and thinks for a moment, and then say lol nope. At first I did it out of boredom and curiosity, eventually transitioned into feeding my creative writing slash imagination. I was 1316 years old, I think it was 2004-2007 back in the day, where it was fairly common to have online gaming buddies and there wasn't really things like Skype slash Discord slash webcam to immediately blow your cover. It started on an older games called Gunbound slash MapleStory. I had a steady group of friends who played, and I just wanted to see how adding a girl into the mix would change them. So I made a fake account, and would accidentally join their game, and play with them, flirt with them, etc. I think it took less than 4 games before all 3 of them added me, and starting have private messages. I'll admit back then it was fun as heck, and I didn't know it was catfishing or trolling. I just saw it as a form of entertainment, and it made my friends happy. I went as far as double logging as both myself and the female, and introducing myself to myself, just so they wouldn't get suspicious like, this guy's never on when she is on, maybe it's him. It went on for about 3 years give or take a couple months, and they never found out. I had fun with all of them, and they thoroughly seemed to enjoy my company as the girl. I even made another account as that girl's friend, which really sealed the deal on any doubt they were having about her. I never told any of them about it in the end. It went way too far once they started confessing their feelings and future plans slash meeting up, when we all turned 18 and all that stuff is, when I knew I had to end the whole thing. Told them that she was moving to live with her grandparents overseas, and that her life would be changing. I logged on her as her less frequently, until it got to the point where she was just too busy to continue playing with us. The most awkward slash guilty part was how sad they all were for like weeks and weeks after she finally disappeared. It was fun up until that point where I kind of realized I just really broke the hearts of 3 of my closest internet buddies. I don't talk to any of them anymore, but looking back on it was pretty messed up thing that I did. I learned a lot about myself and my friends and just how guys act in general to girls online. To see the female character model in RuneScape, I already had a dude character and I wanted a second one. I created one, logged in, wandered around, and some guy offered to make me full leather armor for free. After that, he wanted me to follow him to do some quests. When we got far away from anyone else, he said he wanted to sither with me, and I promptly logged the fuck out and never played that character again. I was like 12 years old. Once when I was younger I would go on a particular forum that was just random nonsense, often related to anime. On the forum, which eventually evolved into a weird furry slash weeb board, everyone would pretend they were married to another user and put it in their tag. I never lied about my age per se, but I never told anyone my age, which was at the time 13. My husband added me on AIM after a couple months of using it, and started to get really attached to me, but I was upfront about my age. He was 19. He didn't care that I was 13, and planned on meeting me. I wasn't interested obviously, and then daily I would receive messages of him threatening to kill himself. It was a very stressful situation for a young girl. I didn't want somebody to die because of me, but I didn't want to meet him either. I ended up deleting everything and ghosting. Just one of many, many inappropriate encounters. I was followed home from school that year too, and another reason I wish my mom hadn't raised me with the "it's your fault if men are interested in you" mentality. I was scared and wished I could have sought help, but thought I'd be in trouble. Alright. My time to shine. I usually play female characters in online games because, I don't know, I guess because I like to dress them up, not in a pervy way. I don't get to have that fun in real life as a guy. Also, I'm not interested IRL in makeup or clothes, but I enjoy being able to show off cool outfits and mix and match my character's hairstyle, color, skin tone, shirts, skirts, etc. and in most games on male characters you don't have as much freedom. I'm currently playing Guild Wars 2, also called Fashion Wars 2, and I absolutely love the way my second main character has turned out with a color palette and set style, matched multiple pieces of different sets. Do I pretend to be an actual girl online? Not anymore, but I used to. When I was 14 I used to play a game called Fliff, and I made a female character back then too, until something unpleasant happened that made me stop pretend to be a girl. It's something that I feel ashamed about even now, 10 plus years later. I had this female support character, and one day I met a guy. He asked me if I was a girl IRL, and I said yes out of a whim. He then started courting me. It turns out this guy was some super rich dude from Belgium who used to spend a lot, like 300 to 400 euros every week, of money in the game's cash shop. For all the people who don't know what Fliff is, well, it was a game where having cash shop money meant you were way, 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 way better, stronger, and richer than anybody else in the game. This dude started gifting me stuff from the cash shop, and one day asked, "Do you wanna be my GF?" I had no idea WTF it meant to have a GF in a video game, still don't understand, but I just said yes, because I was a shithead, and whatever, free money right. He became super attached to me. I was supposed to only play with him as his support partner. I wasn't supposed to play with other people. He started asking me personal questions related to real life, and sometimes I replied truthfully, like where I was from, and some other times I just skirted around the issue, like asking for phone/pic/skype/msn. This went on for like 6 to 7 months. I had an IRL friend who played the game with me know about it, and we kinda laughed about it, but deep down I got a bit creeped out. One day the dude said he'd be visiting Italy in a month time or so, and he wanted to meet up. Keep in mind I told him I was a 15-year-old girl, creepy as fuck. This dude was like a manager slash vice president of a company in Belgium. He was at least 30. That's when I seriously got grossed out, and realized this had to stop. We both were playing the same class, but I was a support, and he was a DPS type of character, so our equips were completely different, and yet compatible. So one day I asked him, "Hey, did you know I never tried soloing a boss on my own? Since I'm support, I want to try it once. Could you trade me your weapon and shield, so I don't die, and help me heal, while I solo this boss? You know where this is going, but bear with me." This guy was so rich that his weapon, and especially his shield, were like the only ones of that kind in the whole server, more or less. Let's say that there were a total of 6 to 7 in the whole game at that point in time, and he had both. They were pretty much priceless and worth in the ballpark of thousands of euros in cash shop money just to trade them around. Anyway, the dude was completely clueless, and he traded them with me. That's when I said something like, "Oh shit, I'm lagging," and put myself invisible in the chat and logged off. I made a new account, and started from scratch. Didn't touch that other account for at least a week or so. Once I felt comfortable with that, I logged back on that account, and traded my stuff to my IRL friend, with a threat of me killing him if he tried to scam me, since I knew where he lived, so he could trade it to my other character. My mailbox was full of flames from the guy's whole guild and everything. They were pissed, rightfully so. I got onto my other character, got the items, and sold them in some kind of black market type of fashion.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Because I didn't want them to be traced back to me, since they were so unique. I made so much money that I kickstarted my new character with that. I saw that dude again one day sitting in the middle of the square just doing nothing, being AFK, still a lot of money and fancy set slash pet slash weapons and everything. I felt so bad for him. I realized I was a fucking shit cunt for doing what I did, and I felt ashamed of myself. I promised myself I'd never do that again, and, as I said, years later I still cringe about it. That poor dude, regardless of how creepy and borderline illegal he was, got scammed of thousands of euros of in-game items and a promise of an underage girlfriend. Ugh. And this is the story why I make it clear I'm a guy every time I play on a female character online nowadays. Thought about making a throwaway, but this story is going to be at the bottom anyway, so to any dwellers, enjoy. It was 2005. I had just learnt about RuneScape. I played as a male character for a while, always asking for a GF, until one day I found one. I knew almost nothing about her, but gave her sets of armor like adamant. I learned quickly that she was a guy, and that I had been scammed. I was always someone who enjoyed abusing glitches in games, either for profit or for fun, and I found a YouTuber who made glitch videos, and reached out to him. I was ignored time and time again. I made a female character. In almost no time I had a different BF. He would give me so much stuff, even his account in the end. I then used that account to pursue the YouTuber as a female. He took the bait. As a prepubescent boy, my voice was high enough to replicate being a female. Him and I talked for a long, long time. Point I'm talking 3 years. He fell in love with me. I was in too deep. I didn't know what to do, so I kept up the facade. I felt like I really did love him too, but only through this persona. We would stay up on Skype for hours, laughing about things, planning a future, prank calling. That all ended when he hacked my PayPal account, found out my name and address, then began ruining my life. It started with pizza I couldn't pay for, and it progressed to firemen, police officers, and dog walkers. This was not something I could explain to my parents. ILO 4 years. He emails me years later and apologizes. I'm apologetic too, because of how that affected him so badly. We talk and become friends, as guys. About 1 year ago, I believe he killed himself. I hold myself accountable somewhat. To answer your question, op, free stuff. Not pretended to be a female, but a guy. A cool guy. It was December 2004, just done with high school, and waiting to go college. A lot of free times, and I was bored and decided to do an experiment. Friendster was the most popular social media, at least in my state, in that era, and I created a profile using photos of some random emo hair dude with 1000 plus friends I randomly found in MySpace. Then I started to add plenty of chicks from international schools, where Western expats send their children to, in my city. And a few weeks later, my friend request got blown up, and so the inbox too. A lot of them admiring and asking why they've never seen me before, probably due to fact the country is small, just half the size of Los Angeles. So the expat kids might knew or seen each other. I played along, and bullshitting here and there. Some even asking me to hang out. Then I tried to add some of the chicks using my own real Friendster profile. Almost none of them accepted. I got a few, but our conversations just stopped halfway, all by them. I even used that cool emo kid profile as a wingman for my own profile, like, hey yo, Potato Stash is my best mate. I'm out of town, why don't you inbox and ask him to hang out? All to no avail. That's when I realized my thick wavy hair are not as cool as emo hair, or I was just a plain boring, different social hierarchy local boy that rich expat daughters seldom interacted with. The profile was good for a year until everyone left the Friendstership and joined MySpace bandwagon. It was fun while it lasted. I got to know the life of rich expats' daughters and their amazing globe-trotting stories and photos. They've visited or lived like a half of the world by the time they reached 18 years old. And there I was with two Friendster profiles who never stepped outside my country. TL. Doctor, I made a female healer in a text-based game to make money for my male character. She was more fun and took over. I kept playing women in other games, and met real-life friends who found me out. I was afraid to tell the truth, because I didn't want to be ostracized. Ended up dating the girl and we are still together to this day. It wasn't always easier to play a girl, and I was never overtly sexual with it, but come to find I enjoy playing one more than a guy. Way back in the day I started playing a mod called Gemstone on AOL. We are talking circa 1994. I was a teenager at the time, played a male character, a wizard I think. My wizard was poor, and hunting wasn't doing it for me, so I rolled up an empath. Thinking, hey, tips for healing are good. And I decided to make my empath female because, hey, guys probably tip women more. Gemstone, unlike most gaming communities, had actual girls. Pretending to be one was pretty taboo, or at least I thought it was. I never flirted, or tried to use sexual favors or womanly wiles to get anything. I just played as I would have any other character. It just happened to be that my gender was female in the game. I come to the realization that I really enjoyed being an empath, hanging out at nodes and healing people. And yeah, the tips weren't bad. My female empath ended up becoming my main character and I played her 4 years. I also realized that it's much easier to get along with people. You can chat with other girls in the game and give hugs and whatever without them thinking you have some ulterior motive, and you could do the same with guys without that "is it awkward to hug you" thing. It was just easier. This carried over into the next game I played from the same company. This was a much smaller community, so I began to make close friends. I avoided it as much as I could, but those friendships grew out of game too. Again, I never did anything overtly female. I was always careful with my pronouns and what I talked about, not to give myself away. It got to the point that I was afraid I'd lose my friends if they found out, so I kept it up, so they would still like me. Now this wasn't all sugar and spice and everything nice. It was awkward dealing with guys hitting on me. This actually happened in WoW more than anywhere else. I also had my character in Gemstone raped at one point, which kind of left me shaken up, even though I was a guy playing. I also had a lot of nightmares. Nightmares about people finding out I was a guy playing a girl and basically chasing me out of town as a mob with pitchforks and throwing stones. I remember vividly it always ended with me hiding behind a fallen tree. I guess my two best friends got suspicious at one point because they kept asking my name, and I kept evading. I mean, I was super careful. None of my online profiles anywhere had any clues as to my gender. But once I had to go to a game meetup convention thing, and obviously word got out. My best friend finally confronted me, and it was out. She was the one person I had to flat out lie to. I finally just told her my name was Sharon one day. Needless to say, she was hurt, and the real lie on top of the lying by omission didn't help. Everyone was pretty surprised. Apparently I play a convincing girl. It was for the best, though. I hated lying to my friends and I wanted to speak up at numerous points, but it's just not easy to slip in. Oh, and I'm a guy by the way. I revealed all the anxiety and why I hadn't said anything, and, amazingly, she understood. We patched things up and even started dating. Nearly 20 years later we are still together. I still prefer to play female characters and I realize I did even as a kid. Once I found out about the Justin Bailey code, it was the only way I'd play Metroid. If a game offers a girl, you can bet I'll choose it almost every time. It's not about the if I have to stare at the back of a character, she may as well have a nice ass thing. My main WoW female characters are a dwarf and a gnome. Not exactly the height of sexuality. I guess I just always liked to play the characters nobody else did, and as a boy who grew up playing video games mostly with other boys, none of them ever wanted to be the girl. And that carried over to my entire gaming life. Girls also get way better clothes in games, and I have a lot more fun creating how they look and what they are wearing. I can make a much prettier girl than I can an attractive guy. I'm also still pretty used to using female pronouns in text-based games, so it's sometimes difficult to play a guy. But I play both now almost equally. I still stay pretty non-committal about gender on website profiles for the most part. It's just habit now. This is sort of a loaded question, and I see it two ways. First, on the level where it's more casual, like for example not necessarily trying to pretend to be one, but playing a female character in an online game or something, and then in actually going out and pretending and telling people you're a female. I've done both of these. I started playing World of Warcraft when I was about 10 years old, and in my little kid mindset I had to play a male character. I just kind of absently dismissed the fact that there were a lot of female players, as a lot of girls must have played the game. After I kind of got over this and realized everything, I played female characters a lot. Not because I got anything out of it, or because I was more sexually attracted to them, or because I felt like I identified with it better. Just purely because that's what I wanted to do. And I've been playing mostly female characters since. I've learned to let people you become friends with know pretty early on. 11-year-old me losing a friend who was a middle-aged man who had a thing for me because he found out I was a guy was a rather disturbing experience. Also, I remember this one guy who literally tried to rape roleplay with me, and that always kind of that stuck with me because I was still like age 11 to 12 at that point. Now secondly, there's the I pretend to be a girl online and lead people on kind of thing. Also did this. Me and my friend did this. I would go over to his house in about 8th grade, so we were 13 over 14. Late at night he would get out his laptop and we would go on Omegle and lead creepy guys on to fuck with them. We would find pictures of girls online to send to them and then drop some cleverly placed meme on them and leave. It was harmless enough. It didn't really disturb me as much until I tried this alone. The juxtaposition of talking to people as a guy vs a girl. As a guy, it's just wading through person after person until you find someone who won't leave after telling them you're a dude, then to have a conversation, and that's that. As a girl, it's constant people hitting on you and wanting your social media or nudes. It's really sad and eye-opening. Because if real life had a character setup menu, I'd pick girl. I'm okay with being a dude, just not as inspired. I have ideas about what girl me would be like. I know what I'd do with my hair, and what I'd wear, how I'd stand, how I'd flirt, how I'd talk, and on what occasions I would paint my nails. Guy me is just picks the default option for all of those, no preference. So in a game with roller playing, of course I'm gonna pick the role that I have inspiration to play. But you're probably gonna ask whether I've thought about sex changing surgery. I have, but I definitely don't want it. It's too expensive and too difficult. As I understand it, people who transition do so because they have severe problems living as their birth gender, such as mental and physical symptoms of gender dysphoria. I don't feel negatively about being a guy, I just feel apathetic. When the surgery is as painless and effective as flipping the toggle on a character creation screen, maybe if the gender swap pills from other US credit threads get invented, then I totally do it. Thank you so much for watching the whole video. Please leave a like and subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.